Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, Connor, tell us what's going on with Jenny.
Hey, good morning. So hot mess used to be my type. So, you know, I was really happy to go out with Jenny because she's actually got it together.
Hot mess was your type, right?
You felt like you were with a bunch of ladies that just didn't have it together?
That's right.
Yeah. So let's start at that first date, Connor. Tell us about it. What'd you do?
We went out to dinner and we had a lot of really great conversation. And, you know, by the end of the night, I honestly felt like we'd known each other for years.
Okay. And especially when dating and you have that feeling of a bond, it's powerful. So, Connor, can you think of anything in that conversation that may have gone a little sideways?
Not that I can think of. I mean, you know, we were eating, so we paused to take a bite or a breath or whatever, but that's about it.
How about not just the conversation, but anything on the date, like, go wrong or just kind of a weird moment?
No, it's not like we agreed about, like, every little thing, but, you know, we were both curious about each other, and, you know, I think maybe that's even better.
All right, so it's a mystery. How did you leave it with her at the end of the night?
I gave her a quick hug and a kiss on the cheek, and, you know, I said I'd be in touch soon, but I've messaged her a few times, and I haven't heard anything.
Okay. All right, well, that's what you're here for, second date update. Connor, you hold tight. We're going to call Jenny in 3 minutes and hopefully get some answers for you. So we'll come right back. Second half, second date update is next with Thunder and PT here on The Wolf.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Maybe you've experienced a great first date at some point and you just had that connection. Well, it happens a lot on second date update, but it's never happened to Connor before. Here he is talking about his first dates with Jenny.
We went out to dinner and we had a lot of really great conversation. And, you know, by the end of the night, I honestly felt like we'd known each other for years.
So it's confusing to Connor why Jenny isn't getting back to him. He would just like to kind of know what's going on and if she'd like to go out again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Jenny?
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, Jenny, sorry to trouble you this morning. Please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a spam call. It's actually, we're on the radio right now. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show on 102.9 The Wolf. Yeah. Would you have a moment just to talk to us this morning about a gentleman that you went out on a date with, Connor, who's a listener of ours, kind of wrote us about this date you went on with him and says that you haven't gotten back in touch with him for a second date. It was a week or two ago.
Yeah, no, he was great. Yeah, it was a great date. He was, I'll give him an A+, man. It was awesome.
Wow. Okay.
So is there a reason that you haven't gotten back to him?
Y'all, I'm just so busy, honestly. Like, I'm going to try to fit him into my rotation, but I'll get back to him when I can.
Into the rotation? Are you a doctor? What?
No, I'm just seeing like a bunch of different people. You know, so when I said yes to him, when he had reached out, I'd have had a cancellation. So the normal person I usually go out with on those days canceled. So I was able to fit him in.
Wow.
Okay. So you don't have a lot of free time to go out with new people.
You kind of make it sound crazy, but no, I mean, I give 2 weekdays to myself, like, you know, in the evening. So I have my own time and stuff. And then I've got somebody on Wednesdays I go bar hopping with. And then Thursdays I've got my dance guy, and Fridays, you know, snuggling up, watching a movie with my friend. And, you know, it's like weekends, you know, sometimes I have some time, but, you know, but I've got brunch parties. I've got other obligations.
And these,
you know,
are all, so. These are all guys that you're seeing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I know it's none of our business, but just out of curiosity, how many guys are you seeing, Jenny?
I think eight. Normally, like every week. Yeah.
So no room then?
Maybe. You know, someone drops out.
And become number 9? No thanks.
Connor, we talked to Connor about 5 minutes ago, and he was telling us about this date that you had gone on, so he's actually listening in right now. What is it you wanted to say, Connor, to Jenny?
Well, clearly I'm just not very high on your list of priorities.
Oh, babe, I would have gotten back to you. I'm so sorry. I'm just super busy.
Yeah, I'd rather wait to see someone who can't wait to see me, so, you know, count me out.
All right, dude. You've got so many guys that you're just kind of a serial, and I hate to say this, Jenny, you're kind of a serial dater where you just want, you don't want one person.
Maybe if somebody, you know, rose to the top, you know, but, you know, I'm having fun, and everyone I'm involved with is having fun. So if
they know that they are one of eight.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to everybody and think that they're, you know.
But Connor didn't know.
He didn't know, so it was not really.
I went on one date with Connor. Yeah. I didn't have time to express to him what it would be like if he started continually dating me.
You're just going out having a good time in that moment and weren't really trying to engage him for something more than just one night.
Yeah, and if it didn't, I got back to him, then I would talk to him about it and make sure he was okay with the arrangement of casual dating. I don't think you have to marry somebody, with one person as soon as you start dating.
I absolutely agree. I just think that I think there was an assumption when you go out on a date that maybe you're open to a relationship, but you don't have that. And I'm not even sure how you two met, but I'm assuming on an app. You don't.
Yeah.
Did you on your app? Do you put that in your anywhere in your profile? Not that you have to. I'm just asking.
I haven't, but you know, it's like I'd rather like open up to people, and like you never know, people might actually be open to more things once they actually have a connection. They're like, wow, you know, and then you're honest with people. It's like I wasn't hiding it, but
Back to Connor. Did you have a good time with him?
I had a great time with him.
Why didn't you get back to him though?
She was busy.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Yeah.
Connor, do you want, I guess, first of all, Jenny, are you interested in seeing Connor again as part of the rotation?
I'd love to experience more dates with him.
But you don't want that, Connor. You had reached out to
you.
No, he said you don't want to be number 9 or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
totally
okay. Everyone's got a different idea of what they want out of a dating situation. Right. Okay.
And Connor, you had no idea going into this that Jenny was already seeing 8 other people.
No, I had no idea.
Wow. Jenny, I don't understand how you could end up with 8 other guys that you didn't, you know, that you're telling and being super honest about the situation.
They don't mind it.
And then, but then...
You don't mind them being
How does that not come up on a first date with Connor? Like, how do you not kind of say, hey, by the way, like, my thing is sort of just dating? Am I missing something here?
I mean, perhaps everyone just has, you know, different ways of, you know, presenting the rest of their life. I mean, like, do you tell everybody you're dating every single thing about you?
Yeah,
what's
right.
Going on,
well,
what you're
no, that's true.
No, I guess not. I don't know.
I mean, when, like I've said, you know, when I met Jess, I got in, I was number five. She had two full weeks.
You were Greg guys. Number two to start.
I was.
And you became Greg number
I'm
one.
I'm still Greg
you.
Number two in her phone.
That's
I'm
frustrating.
Not, I think it's actually Greg number three.
Yeah.
Well... I understand.
Both of you, I
Connor,
guess.
I understand you know. This is frustrating. And Jenny, you know, we wish you all the best as well. I think maybe
yeah.
you went in, you know, I think Connor went in assuming that you might be ready for something. But, you know, you get caught up in the moment. You're talking that night and you're just
yeah.
sort of
that's
trying to
what,
get along.
That's what happens with assumption, you know?
Yeah.
Make an ass out of you and me.
There you go.
Yeah,
well. That's exactly right. It's the death of curiosity. As they
exactly.
say. Connor, I'm sorry it didn't work out this time. And Jenny, thank you for being at least so honest.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
With your...
Never my intention to be dishonest
yeah,
at all.
Of yeah. course, I can
enjoy
tell that.
Enjoy your dating life with all of them.
I'm
thank
exhausted
you.
Just hearing about it. All right, guys, we want to thank you both and best of luck.
Thank
and
thanks,
you.
And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Wow, could you handle... dating eight people at one
sounds
time.
Like a lot of work, like more work than that's more business than pleasure.
All right, that's our question in the morning. You can answer, please. How many people could you think you could realistically date all at once? Facebook, Instagram, Thunder, and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.